speaking with Ruth Moreland, who is the wonderful leader of the Copperleaf Quintet. Not only do you direct this group, you're one of the performers, and I love vocal chamber music. I can never tell you enough that I appreciate being able to hear, you know, four, five, seven voices, mm-hmm. you know, in a group. And I know Thomas Luis de Victoria is one of those sort of masters for this sort of thing that you can actually hear as Victoria intended.
Yes, absolutely. It's just, I think he's one of our favorite composers to sing in that his lines are just so exquisite. And when they're so exposed by having just one person on a part singing them, it's just it's a wonderful thing to hear, but just to do it is just an experience. Just in rehearsal time, it's like, wow, those are just incredible lines, you know. So it's just a joy to sing his music. I love it.
Well, I think listeners are in for a real treat to be able to hear it at Mission San Jose, mm-hmm. because this is somewhere you guys have performed and had permission. And, you know, we have this extension, you know, the Riverwalk. So sort of making it a nice Sunday day, not just going to a concert, but maybe spending a little bit of time to walk or grab lunch and then head down here, has to be sort of a neat experience because of this location.
Absolutely. In fact, it's been interesting over the years. You know, Voce di Sorella used to perform there before we outgrew that space, and Copperleaf has been there a couple of times now, and it's amazing how many times people are drawn to just be in that space. And, last year we sang in, were one of the first concerts there after they had renovated it. And just the sense of it just being such a historic and spiritual place is just an experience in itself. And then to come and hear early music sung in that area where all the music, that those long lines just sort of waft up into and come back at you from those wonderful high ceilings and walls, is just it is a spiritual experience. And and that was one of the things I thought about in this concert entitled Miserere. It is music for Lent, and so it's a very reflective program, and one where people can just come and meditate if that's what they want, or just be sort of immersed in this history of the building and the history of the music that kind of flow all together there.
I've heard tell of sort of a slow food movement, you know, folks that, you know, really want to not have that fast food experience, mm-hmm. and that idea of the craft of things. And I imagine, irregardless of religion, that this is one of those things that might be sort of considered, mm-hmm. Even though we're not in a sort of culinary circles, that this is one of those things that you guys probably look at and can return to a piece, whether it's a mass or whether it's a madrigal, and sort of find something new and hopefully be able to share that with an audience.
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's a couple of pieces on this program that we've performed before. One in particular, we're just doing the Kyrie from Guerrero's, one of his masses. And we've sung that entire mass twice now in our short history. And even just bringing out this Kyrie again in this setting, and in this venue, and in this particular program, and the flow of it has just given us this different perspective on the text and just the flow of the music. And it affects our tempo a little bit just because it's a different place and a different setting that we're singing it. And so, yeah, it's definitely, and when you're doing vocal chamber music and you're such a small group, the more you do a piece, the more it comes into itself. You know, it's not something that that you think, oh, well, done this before, we don't want to do it again, or I've already heard this, or don't want to hear it again. It's more like it becomes a really, it evolves into something that is just a thing of beauty, that with each time we perform it, it just gets more beautiful and we understand it more, I guess you would say. So, and that's kind of the same thing. We have these sets of Vianescas that we continue to grow with and pull out, and I found three more. So we now have this collection of Vianescas, which are are spiritual songs in the vernacular, in the Spanish. And so these are, again, Guerrero's pieces. And they are just such gems and so very seldom performed that the more we perform them, especially, you know, then to bring them into a historic place like San Jose, where those pieces would have probably been performed at some point. And again, it's just this melding of history and the music and the space is just it's a feast for the senses. It truly is. And, you know, it's not food, but it is. It's food for the soul. and that's definitely that slow feasting kind of feeling. Yeah.
Well, and I imagine we're speaking with Ruth Moreland from the Copperleaf Quintet, and their program is coming up Sunday, February 24th at Mission San Jose. I imagine that, to me, February just flies by. You know, it's hard to believe, you know, we have the holidays, and then sort of January, it's like, where did that go? And February is even shorter.
Right.
And so it's one of those things that's like, as fast as our lives happen these days, that it's sort of nice to, like, you know, take a little drive. You know, you're in you know, the south part, you're, like I said, this new extension with the Riverwalk, that it might be a nice way to just sort of get away from that sort of boom, 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 I have to find out what's the latest update or what my social media status is, that, you know, that it's going to be something that to just sit back and enjoy.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, we always think about the hustle and bustle of the holidays and getting away from that. But really, the truth of the matter is for many of us, it's the hustle and bustle of our lives. And so to take this opportunity, like you said, to make an afternoon of it, and it's not unusual at all that concerts that we've done there in the past, that the weather is just glorious. And so the grounds are beautiful, and just to walk around and be in that whole compound is a wonderful way to just kind of get in that different world mode. And then to come in and sit and hear the music as well is just a great way to spend a Sunday afternoon.
Where can folks find out about this wonderful...
They can go to our website at benissimomusic.org and click on Copperleaf, or they can give us a call at 210-912-9555.
And what time is this on Sunday?
The concert's at 3 p.m., and it's about an hour, a little over an hour. And so it's just you could plan on going and spending time at the Mission beforehand and ending with the concert, or coming to the concert and then taking a stroll afterwards. So it's kind of sandwiched in the middle of the long afternoon.
Brunch or dinner.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Well, Ruth, it's great to see you, and we'll definitely catch back up.
Thanks, John. Good to be here.